right, guys, welcome. It is Tuesday. I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss.
And I finally got her in, dude. I'll tell you this. Stassi Schroeder, or Schroeder?
I think it's Schroeder.
Schroeder coming in today from New Orleans.
Oh.
Actually, attractive. Pretty girl. Met her a couple times. Saw her one time in a blue dress. She looked really...
She's very all-American girl next door, right? Very like blonde.
No.
She's like,
I mean,
surf girl. No?
No.
No. She's...
She's sort of like businessy. Ooh, kind of...
Little goody two-shoes? Like a little like teacher's petty hot?
I could definitely see her being a teacher's pet, but as soon as the door closes, ooh, and like the teacher like... she tells the teacher what is up, you know?
Okay.
I mean, does that make any sense?
No. Okay.
Oh, whatever, dude. But I could just see her like, what's that?
She's a narc.
Yeah, I could see her being a narc, dude.
Oh.
Like somebody that'll like, you know, but she has like a very seductive kind of look to her. Does that make sense, Ari?
Yeah.
Like, the bottom line is you're interested.
I mean, I have no clue if I'm interested. I mean, I think that she's attractive.
Okay.
You know?
You've been trying to get her in here for a while.
I've been trying to get her in here for a while. Mm-hmm. You know? I've not been trying to get into her pants or like, you know, be like looking in her windows or anything at night or anything weird. You know? I've been asking her for a while. We have some mutual friends. One of the funniest girls that I know, this girl Annabelle DeSisto, is a friend of hers. Kristen Doute. Another girl from the Vanderpump Rulers.
Gotcha.
But they're coming in, man. So I'm excited to have her.
It's Vanderpump Rules, just so you know. It's Vanderpump. Not Rulers.
Oh,
it's
Vanderpump Rulers.
So let's...
Vanderpump Rulers sounds great,
that's
huh?
That's what he said. I mean, perhaps.
Yeah. Vanderpump Rulers.
Yeah, that sounds like something on the History Channel.
Right on.
Vanderpump Rulers.
Well, dude, you know what's crazy is a million years from now when they look back in time, it'll be like, that's what it'll be. Like, here was this strange group of restaurant staff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that took over Hollywood.
Well, I'm actually impressed that she's coming in today of all days, too, because she had a rough night last night.
Yeah, I guess an episode came out
on
Twitter.
It aired, and then on Twitter she got tons of hate, like people telling her to kill herself and things like that. Just like, I mean, like over the, like everybody gets a certain amount, especially if you're in the public eye or at a reality show. This was over the amount, and she tweeted that she was, you know, back off, and that she was really hurt, and she was having a mental breakdown. So I'm surprised she's actually coming in.
Dang.
So. Good on her for sticking to it, and good on us for getting this great grab.
I respect that. Yeah, I respect that. I'm excited that she's coming in. All right, let's get her in here.
All right.
All right, Stassi Schroeder coming up.
Be right back.
Are you tired of waiting tables and love to drive? Are you planning an exotic vacation next summer and need to fund it, Matt?
I am, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to Botswana.
Oh, dude. Oh, pipe down, dude. Good luck. Take a machete. Okay. Are you seeking alternate funding for your new startup?
Oh, always.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you about a smart way to earn extra money and get an extra $500 bonus. Mm-hmm. Drive for Lyft.
Oh.
Yeah, Drive for Lyft, dude. It's the ride-sharing app that lets you be your own boss. I'm the boss. Pick your own hours. Tick, 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 tick. Ooh, I like those hours. And earn up to $1,500 a week driving your car.
That sounds good.
Yeah?
I thought I'd just have to stand on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah, I bet you.
That's how I make.
Throw a little pale leg out there, huh? Throw a little heave thigh out there, huh?
Stop it.
My bad. But yeah, man, it's a wonderful app.
I love Lyft. It's great.
Use it?
I use it all the time.
Yeah.
I certainly use it. They have great deals, and I love the drivers.
Yeah, the drivers are pretty cool. You knew one of them once, right?
Yeah, I used to bang one of them.
Okay. Now, look, there are other ride-sharing apps out there, but everyone likes driving for Lyft best because they treat their drivers right, dude. They don't treat them badly. Ooh, I'm being treated badly. This sucks. That doesn't happen at Lyft. Lots of people started as customers at Lyft and now drive for Lyft.
Is that true? Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so that says something.
Yeah, dude, if you'll get out of the back seat, Matt, maybe you could actually be employed. So sign up today at Lyft.com/Theo. That's Lyft.com/Theo.
It's a limited time only, right? If you got to do this now.
Yeah, you got to do this
if you
now.
You want this.
And they get a bonus.
What do they get?
$500 new driver bonus.
Oh, shit.
Yep, that's Lyft.com/Theo.
All right, Theo, I'm signing up right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, man. Actually, can you give me a ride home?
talking? No, I just got another person talking.
Oh, whatever. You lied, didn't you?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Allegedly. I'm Matthew Cole Weiss, and...
I'm Theo Vaughn.
Wow, that was a very energetic way of saying your name.
I'm excited to be me today, man.
Oh, that's good. I'm excited to be sitting next to this girl right here.
I'm excited to be sitting next to a girl, A.
That's what's up.
And
it is kind of different for our podcast, actually.
B, we never have, like, Matt books a lot of the guests, so it's usually, like, men that he can kind of take advantage of.
Ooh, so never, I like your style. Never one point for you.
Yes.
One point for you.
That's the voice of the lovely Stassi Schroeder is here with us today.
Thank you. Star
of Vanderpump Rules, and she is here to play judge and to be grilled.
Yeah, well, I love judging, so really excited about that.
This I found out. I did not know. So apparently Stassi went through a phase of comedian groupiedom.
Yes, I did. About a year ago, I was at rock bottom in my life, like, you know, living on my friend's couch because I had bad credit, and so no one would accept me anywhere. It's getting better. You know what I mean?
But is that a true story, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this was on Vanderpump Rules. This was actually, like, played out. And I became friends with Rachel O'Brien, and she introduced me to a lot, and she's a comedian. She introduced me to a lot of her female comedian friends, so I became a comedy group and used to just follow them and go watch them perform and stuff. Yeah.
Did you ever follow Theo?
I met him before, but I have not stalked him yet.
You might be disappointed.
I haven't stalked him.
Oh, I'm disappointed. Nobody's disappointed in women more than this guy right here. I am a jillion.
So who was your comedian go-to? Who was your, like, one?
Bill Burr's my favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are on Bill Burr's network. So.
Really?
That's true.
Yes, we are on all
things
comedy.
Yeah, this is his network. Did you hook up with any comedians ever? No.
No, it wasn't like that. It was just like, I like being at comedy shows. I like the whole, like, night of it.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't put that on you. I mean, comedians are just
deviant. Well, I hear you guys are psycho.
Yeah, I mean,
like, everybody says, like, don't date a comedian.
Oh, no, we're the nicest guys.
That's Ari Manis, also a comedian, and one of the most, you would actually be closer to the psycho line, I think. Do you?
That's rude. I'm just a nice guy, and some girls get confused on nice and psycho.
Right. Yeah. Naturally.
Is it psycho to write a girl an acronym poem with their name the first night I meet them? I don't think that's psycho. I think that's sweet.
Right. Wow. I think it's
but
sweet,
But some
too.
Girls call that psycho.
All right, I'll give you 5 points for that.
Seriously. Listen, it depends on what the poem says.
That's Let's true. Exactly.
I'm going to ask, because comedians also are like, I mean, when it comes to, like, connecting with women and relationships, stuff like that, I think comedians falter. I mean, they're like 5-year-olds, a lot of them. Do a lot of comedians, and I'm sure as being an attractive young lady and being popular, that a lot of guys, like, you know, hit you up in your inbox, slide into the DMs, as they say.
No, not really.
Do comedians do that to you a lot? Like, is there a type of celebrity or type of entertainer that... Who slides into the DMs the most? Hmm.
Okay, well, now I'm offended because no one slides into the DMs.
Me neither.
I'll slide in there.
What the heck?
Ari's minus 7 points.
Ari's dropping you one right now. But no, really, come on, Stassi. Somebody does. Who is it? Like, what brand of celebrity? What?
No, like, you don't understand. No, like, I'm as single as it can be, zero prospects. Like, it's not, no dudes.
I think just so we're all clear, when you say comedy groupie, people think chuckle fucker. People, group,
well, see,
the term
I didn't
groupie
know-
means... I have sex with comedians.
Okay, so I didn't know that. Yeah. And then once I, like, you know, I got closer to my friends that are comedians, they explained to me that that's actually a thing. So I always preface it normally by saying a female comedy groupie. Like, I like to follow female comics.
Oh, now it changes everything.
Not a groupie as in, like, a sexual romantic way. And I just, like, I follow them around. Yeah.
Right.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. And by the way, Stassi is playing judge right now, too. So she's going to award points or take away points throughout the podcast at her will.
So far, you're winning.
Oh, well, Jesus. Of course. What about in real life? Like, do you get hit on a lot?
No, I don't really feel like I do. No.
Really? Come on.
No. I mean,
Are
I don't...
Are you being humble?
I mean, I think maybe, like, the normal amount that any other girl would be.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I think maybe the problem is like, I go to the same places I've gone to for, like, 8 years, and I hang out with the same people, and they're all couples. So, like, I'm constantly third wheeling or fifth wheeling, seventh wheeling.
I'm very familiar
wheeling.
With that.
Right.
And so it's like, I'm not meeting anybody new, really. Mm.
But are you doing that on purpose? Like, is there something else going on? I knew you had a boyfriend. You're single now.
Yeah.
You're going to, I mean, I read up that you're going to, like, a Cabo trip, and you're going to be, like, the 11th wheel or something. something like that.
Seventh, yes.
Seventh wheel. Okay, sorry.
Make it worse.
I grew up running a lot of large vehicles, so sometimes I add on a few extra wheels. But why, like, I mean, it's by choice, though. I mean, obviously there's guys that are hitting on you.
Well, I'm trying to stay single for a year.
Oh, okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. Why?
Because I've always gone from relationship to relationship. That's just my pattern. And so I'm trying to break that pattern. And I feel like the last time I was single, like, I was 21, still in college, my dad helping me pay for my rent. This is the first time I've been single, like, as an adult and a professional.
Right.
And so it's been a whole different experience, and I'm liking it. So I'm 6 months in.
I was going to say, how really? Far? Six yeah, months in. Six what months have you in. Learned in this 6 months about yourself? Have you had, like, some revelations, or is there something about dating that you've come to realize?
I've come to realize that I don't like dating in 2016. It's the worst.
It's almost over.
I had right. to, thank God for that. But I feel like dating on apps and, like, texting and, like, all of this stuff, and I don't know the rules, and, like, it's just, it's hard.
It's very hard.
I don't know.
Because I remember when I was on Raya, the dating app. You were on there at some point.
Yes.
It's like a year ago, maybe.
I'm still on it.
Okay.
I'm still on it. I just haven't really used it.
Okay, so someone famous has hit you up on Raya. Has Matthew Perry ever hit you up on Raya?
Definitely.
No,
probably.
Because he's not in my age bracket.
I'm like, can I go?
Well, what's your age bracket? Where does that start and stop?
It starts at 29, mm-hmm. has to be at least 1 year older than me, and then it ends at, like, I think 42.
Ooh, interesting.
So I've got 6
that's
years.
That's completely out of my bracket.
I've still got 6 years, bro.
There you go, pal.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, there's got to be one famous person to see
I'm
you
I'm clicking
on
it. I want to see
it. There definitely
okay.
is. She just doesn't want to spill. And for those of you who are not familiar, Raya is, like, kind of an elitist sort of dating app.
For those of you who can't get in, like me,
yeah,
I have been turned down twice.
You have
okay. Plus 100 because I feel
yay,
bad.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I feel bad.
I could give you a million things to
my
feel bad for me about.
My loneliness always
okay,
comes in
well,
handy.
Go at it.
Okay. I mean, I wet the bed. I was like 26, probably.
Yeah, okay. Plus 50.
Okay. But all right.
I like how wetting the bed till 26 is not as bad as not getting into Raya.
Yeah.
Okay. That's half as bad.
Half as bad. Exactly.
But Raya's in kind of an elite dating app. So, like, you'll see, like, a lot of... like, you know, fancy people in there, probably.
Yes.
But. Yes, I've heard stories of Matthew Perry. I've heard stories of Dane Cook.
Yeah.
See, this is why you're not getting in, because you're still
oh,
in
oh, wait, I think... Yeah. Oh, can I say this? See, I don't want to get kicked off Raya
oh,
again.
Oh, you can say that in
no,
a heartbeat.
No one listens to this, so you're fine.
I mean,
minus 10 points.
I've seen him on it. I've seen some people on it. Who hollered
no, what do
at
you mean
me?
Seen? Like, who hollered at you? Dane
that
is...
swimmer. Wait, so I only... swiped right on him or liked it because I was like, this is probably the most stupid person I've
Ryan
ever seen
Lochte?
On TV.
Ryan
and
Lochte.
I wanted to see what he would say. And so I did it. And what he wrote, hey. I'm like, I knew it. I knew it. That made it so worth it.
But that's
that, like,
all he only knows, like, 11 different
yes,
terms.
Yes, I know. And I was like, this, oh, that
was a
awesome.
Stretch for him.
He probably
wow.
flipped to, like, the first page of his, like, talking to people handbook. And he's like,
yes.
What do you say when you first meet somebody? Oh, hey. Okay. Boom.
Well, he is married now.
He's married
and
now.
And having a baby.
Yes.
So
how long ago was this?
This must have been a while
this
ago.
This was a while ago. I think probably, like, 6 months ago. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not that long ago.
He moves pretty fast. Okay.
He moves pretty fast. So did you respond? You had to say yes.
It's, no. Yeah.
You didn't say anything to Ryan Lochte?
I'm not saying any. He's not smart. And no. Like, he said, hey. I wouldn't respond to Jesus if he said, hey.
Oh, come on, Jesus?
What if he had a really good shirtless pic?
Yeah,
no?
Yeah, dude. What I if would. He's like, hey? What if he was like, hey, my children?
Plus 50. That was funny.
Boom.
Fair enough.
Ari, who would you say hey to? Would you say hey to Ryan Lochte? Would you say hey to Jesus?
I don't know who Ryan Lochte is, but I'd for sure say hey to Jesus. But actually, speaking of internet dating, I was on Bumble a few days ago, swiping, doing my thing. A girl recognized me from this podcast.
Wow.
Bro.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Plus
that's
500 awesome. For you.
Yeah. I'm not in the contest, but thank you. That's really cute of you.
Yeah. I mean, Ryan Lochte could chloroform me and I'd be okay with it. Like, he is a nice piece of meat.
You'd swim in his deep end, right? That's an easy one.
That's an easy one. I don't even want him to talk. All right. So, okay. So, single.
So, Ryan Lochte hit you up.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Do you get hit on by celebrities in real life? Has anyone ever come up to you in real life and
a lot of
for
black athletes? I'm sure, huh?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You are just like an appetizer for like a brother.
That is hysterical. Like.
That's probably true.
You
though.
Have to be. You're practically Swedish.
Maybe I need to go. I am Swedish.
Are you really?
Yeah.
She's not practically Swedish.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. A lot of Swedish women go for brothers. That's a huge like.
I didn't
like
know that.
Yeah, there's this whole
Flava Flav's girl.
Boom.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah.
I haven't dipped into that pool yet. Maybe I should try.
Ice-T's wife.
Yeah, there you go.
Coco?
Yeah.
Okay.
I once tweeted at him. I was like, aren't you married to Linda Hogan?
And did he like that one?
He called me a bitch, which was one of the best days of my life.
Pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. It's about 5 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, plus 25 for that one.
Awesome. So yeah, so then come on, Stassi, just give us more. Like, we just want to know that you're being hit on by celebrity.
Wait, no, like I'm actually feeling super insecure about the fact that nobody is hitting on me. I'm like,
really?
Do I just not go out enough? Maybe that's it.
Well, your vibe's kind of off putting, I feel like. Do you feel like
my vibe is off putting?
You have a really firm handshake.
Minus 20 points. Sorry.
I'm just
giving you some advice.
Wait, no, it's okay. I won't take away points for that. That's fine. My mom recently, because I have a podcast as well,
yeah.
And so I had her on to talk about dating, and she said that my problem was
Straight up with Stassi,
yes.
Straight up with Stassi.
And she said that kind of what you guys are saying.
I didn't say anything.
Well, that I'm not feminine enough.
That was them. I think you're lovely feminine.
No, I
plus 25.
Fantastic. If I liked that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
You would be high on the list.
He vomited in Emma Rossum's vagina
no,
once.
By that sort of thing, you mean women?
Okay.
If you like women?
By women, yes. Yeah.
Only his mother. Only his mother. Only vagina.
That's
this
the
boy
Jew
in
me, not the gay in me.
That's true, but it's one or the other.
It's one or the other. There you go.
But no, I feel like, yeah, your vibe is kind of like, you know, like I feel like you have like a female principal vibe a little bit.
Like a principal of like
a school,
like kind of
like a school,
sexier, prettier Hillary Clinton, like way prettier Hillary Clinton, a little bit vibe.
So basically, I will never get laid again.
Wow,
no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying sometimes, like I've met you a couple of times.
I feel like this is reverse psychology going on or something.
This is
no,
nagging.
It's not at all. I'm just trying to be honest with her.
No, this is fine.
Yeah,
I might start subtracting points, but keep
that's
continue.
Fine.
Completely,
that's fine. No, I'm just curious. I mean, and this is just my perception, dude. I'm obviously lonely.
Mm-hmm.
36.
Ooh.
Mildly erect currently.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just the vibe that I get. Like, just as like a, you know, a dude, I was like, oh, she seems kind of, you know, like kind of an assistant principal, you know? Like, you got to be...
Well, I don't want to be the assistant principal.
Yeah, if she's going to do it, go all the way.
Negative 40 for that.
I meant the principal.
I think it's all about lowering your standards. Like, maybe date, like, podcast engineers, younger comedians. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Okay, so, then you guys can give me some advice then.
Oh, I'm the last person to give you advice on dating.
I got nothing,
so is
really.
He.
All
mean,
right.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, obviously
I was just on Grindr and I wrote hey to someone, so now I feel like completely... like, oh, maybe I did the wrong thing.
Yeah, minus 20.
It's true story. Before
I mean,
Theo got here.
Potentially be getting a hand job by the dumpster in an hour. But are you doing anything? Do you even want to? I mean, do you feel
she
like.
She wants to be single now for a
lot
a
of people
bit.
Want to be single these days. I've thought about a lot of times, like, maybe I just won't have a family and I'll just be like
a
single dude.
I don't plan on doing it. I plan on having a baby.
He's buying a kid from China. Where is it?
Not China.
Guam?
But I'm going to... No, from the United States. I'm adopting right now, but...
you are?
Go Detroit,
yes.
Dude. Go
congratulations.
Detroit.
Wow.
In the process, but I'm not with anyone, and I never, ever saw myself with someone. Honest to God, truth.
Really?
Never did. And I'm okay with that.
Wow.
Took some time to accept, but I'm okay with it. Mom's
this has been a big year.
Mom's not okay with it.
This has been a big year for you,
yeah,
man.
It's a big year.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about me?
I mean, LA is definitely like the hardest place to date. And I mean, I get it. Like, there's always something better for dudes to look at. There are Instagram ass models and like bikini models and all of this shit that I'd be like, I wouldn't settle down if I was a guy either. Like, I get the problem, but I mean.
There's no problem. You are fantastic.
Well,
there's no problem.
You don't know if she's fantastic.
You're right.
You don't know that yet, but plus 20.
But I like this. Do you feel like you could ever be a lesbian? Do you feel like that could be part of your life or no?
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
You don't really?
No, not at all. I like the D. What can I say?
And the D is
ding-a-ling, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, it sounds so.
You're getting dirty.
It also sounds so musical this time of year.
Ding-a-ling. She
ding-a-ling.
Plays that flute.
So okay. Then, what's your move? Like, what's a guy's move then to get your attention? Then, I mean, is it just like a guy to tell you this is the situation, or you know, like how does that work?
a smart, funny dude will always get my attention.
Right.
Always. And on the first date, if I don't feel like he's like wanting to jump on me, then it's just like done. Like, I don't want to hear about any of your stories unless I feel like it's like there's some sort of like,
but if he goes to
romantic, like sexual chemistry.
If he goes to jump on you on the first date, though, how do you receive that?
It depends on the person, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. As long as you think it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I gotcha.
So can you feel just that dictivity out of the gate, you think, with a man?
Good.
I hope that it can grow. I feel like I maybe should give more people a shot then.
Right.
It's just normally all the relationships that I've gone in, it's been pretty like instant.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, I actually posted something on social media that you were coming in, and someone, Mike Garcia, said that Jennifer Lawrence shouted you out last night.
Yes, I heard that today.
Jennifer Lawrence said that she would shag her.
I was her her celebrity crush.
Her celebrity crush.
I need to see this to know that
no,
it's true.
No, this is what Mike Garcia says. How does that feel?
Maybe I would be a lesbian for her.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
I mean, not an actual lesbian, but maybe hook up with her.
Okay. Okay.
So what base would you go to, you think? Second base? You got to go to third base.
All the bases. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she's Jennifer Lawrence, you get a...
I'm asking her.
Oh.
Maybe, I don't think like I could be the one to like do something to her, but I think I could allow her to do something to me.
So you make the J-laws and she breaks them, basically?
Plus 100.
That was fun.
Okay, that was really
good.
That
was really cute.
Only 100?
All right, so J-Laws has a chance here.
J-Law has a chance, okay. Yeah. So now we're kind of creating an ambiance of reality, I feel like.
There
you go. Potential lesbianism in the air. You know,
but only receiving, not
but
giving.
Only receiving.
Fair enough.
And what about the dark side? When you go over to the dark side, you date a lot of brothers or not?
I haven't before, so
you
maybe
haven't?
I should try.
I mean, I don't know if you should.
2017 is going to be your year, girl. Theo,
no, I'm just saying, bro. Come on, dude. They got the Kardashians, you know?
All right. Are we done with her dating?
I guess.
Okay.
I'm just curious. You know, I'm curious.
I know you're curious.
You know,
I think
we're asking.
I've got other topics I want to broach, such as it's been like, I know you've gone through a lot in this past night.
Yeah,
your Twitter was pretty hot. What's going on?
Yeah, wasn't sure. I was like, I woke up this morning. I'm like, oh man, I really hope that they didn't see that. Yeah, my producers had to come over last night and wake me up in the morning to bring me to go film today because I was,
Because you, really? You didn't want to go to work today.
It was a bad episode. Yeah. And I'm okay with, like, I've handled criticism for the last 5 years. Like, I've been that reality TV villain and I've had people say awful things and I've had people not like me based on what they saw on TV. And I handled it. This time it felt very different because I felt like the episode, I'm going to get in major trouble for this, but I just don't feel like it was edited fairly. Right. I'm like, this is not how it went down. This is not what I was trying to convey. And you guys knew that. And so I feel like people are seeing like 0.002% of what I feel happened.
Right.
And that, so after that airing and then having people say the worst things to me, the worst, I mean, disgusting
online.
Specific things. Yes, online. I was just like, fuck this. Like, you know, normally I can handle people telling me to go kill myself, but that's because I feel like I deserved it. Like, I don't feel like last night's episode was an accurate depiction of what happened.
So ergo, did the statements or the things people were saying get to you
even more? And it just made me more mad at just like, do I want to do this job? Do I want to do this again? Like, fuck this. Like, no.
So that's what I was going to say is, does it make you reevaluate?
Yeah, no. I'm still in the like fog of it. Yeah. Like I have a million missed text messages and missed calls and like all of that stuff because people are concerned. But I stayed up till like 4 a.m. sobbing.
Wow.
Like I'm surprised one of my neighbors didn't call the police. I was really upset.
Well, it hurts. Anybody saying that, I mean, that's bullying. That's cyberbullying, you know, and that's what people are doing. Yeah.
Yeah, for children it is. I mean, we're adults.
No, cyberbullying. People saying mean things on you know, like via Twitter or whatnot, but not being actually man enough to be actual bullies, just doing it cyber.
Right, like at least send
that's
a video.
Yeah, you know what? Be creative.
Yeah. At least send a video. Were you upset your neighbors didn't even care for all that crying?
Yeah, it made me feel even more single and alone than I already do.
Did you wake up with that? Did you end up getting a headache because you cried so much?
Yes.
I hate that.
I wanted to even throw up. Like, I felt nauseous.
God,
like,
I
it
hate
was
that
the
too.
Worst.
We and have I, that in common. Yeah, but I do hate that. When you cry so much, you get a headache, yeah. And then you're just so alone.
And it's sad.
Yeah, it is.
When I heard that knock on my door, my doorbell rang, and I'm like, fuck. And I open it, and it's my producer. He's like, yeah, you have to go to work today. And I'm like, oh, I can't.
And it's not seamless?
Was it hard today?
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't trust y'all. Like, I don't trust you anymore.
And, but do you feel like you have any control? I mean, I was, I started in reality television or in unscripted programming. So, like, I spent years in that environment. Like, I know.
He was on Road Rules.
What it's like. I was
on
a Road
that.
Rules contestant. Yeah, 99. So, like, you know, like. I know what that environment's like. Do you feel like you can say anything? Like, or does your voice
That's
even
a good question.
Matter?
Or can you even like fight back and just be like, well, fuck it. Well, I'm just going to act a different way then.
So I tried threatening this. I'm like, this is what I'm real. I'm like, I looked at my producers and I said, like, this is making me not want to do my job properly. Like, what you guys ask of me is to just be as authentic as I possibly can and to live my life on camera as much as I can. I think I'm going to change. And just like when the camera starts rolling, be like, I just want everyone to get along. Like, right. Is that what you want? Then you're not going to have a show. But you need to be fair. There has to be some fairness in it. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, you called yourself the villain. Like, do you feel like you're a villain?
That's
no.
That's interesting, yeah.
I don't at all.
Really?
Yeah, and it's so weird to hear that because I think I'm a good person. I really do. I want the best for everyone unless they're a rapist or murderer. Like, mm-hmm. Then obviously no. I think I'm overly assertive. I don't want to say aggressive, but I think that people mistake women who are like that as being a bitch or being right. An asshole or being a villainess. And I don't feel like that's who I am at all.
Hmm. But like in your soul, do you think you're a bitch?
No, I think that I can be bitchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like to embrace like the villain thing, like most of the time because it's fun.
Do you feel like, you feel like you have like resting bitch face or that you seem bitchy or there's something like... Because it seems like you're saying that that you are one way, but that there's some vibe or something you're giving off that makes people get a different idea.
Well, not people that meet me.
Right.
Like, people that meet me don't think that. Anyone in person. But on camera, I'm assertive and I'm strong and I say what I think and I mean what I say. And I'm kind of like a no bullshit person.
What's the strongest muscle in your body? You think?
Oh, like, you know, I'm like weak as fuck. Like,
really?
Physically, yeah.
But if you had to pick one, though, like say like you die and I got to eat something, you know, we're on like
Which
a frozen
one?
Island. Yeah. Like what, like, and it's like, ah, I got to survive. What
you're,
do I have?
You're on a frozen island? Okay.
Yeah.
A frozen island.
Like a frozen island.
They call
island.
It a glacier. Some people call it a glacier. But what do we, you know, what's salvageable from you? Like muscle wise. Like
this is the weirdest fucking question.
Very, very bizarre
does it
question.
Mean something?
No, it doesn't mean anything.
Probably my thighs then, I guess.
I'd have abs, having a little thigh.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Do you think going forward you will, in all honesty, be less authentic because of what has happened?
No, because I think that's why I'm good at reality TV. I can't really change that about myself.
Good answer.
Yeah.
I think that's a very genuine answer. And I think that's also probably why you succeed so well in reality TV. You
Thanks.
Know?
I'm plus 15.
If you were to get out of the unscripted program, world like what do you see like what else would you like to do?
I want to be the female Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Oh. I love doing a podcast. I love doing radio.
Right.
I think I'm really good at it. I know how I feel like I relate to women very well and I would just love to do that.
So let me ask you this. On Vanderpump you no longer work there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you make money? Is it from the show or do you have something else?
The show and my podcast.
And that's enough.
I have like a million sponsors a week, so it's worked out.
Hey.
Right, yeah.
Good
no,
for
we
you.
Know it's a good business.
You ever go back to working there?
No.
Never.
No.
Okay.
I couldn't. I mean, I miss it. I love Sir. And I love going in and I love like having dinner and like visiting people, but like I know.
What don't you miss about it?
Just serving in general.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a serving thing.
Do you get paid to go in and eat there?
No. Mm-mm. I pay to go in.
Really?
Yes.
You don't even get comped meals?
Sometimes I do, but most of the time I pay for it. Yeah.
Really? Is that on you? Is that because you say, oh, I'd rather pay for it? Or
no, if they're going to cut my meal, I'm not going to be like, no, please, let me pay
you. Okay,
well,
some people are like, you know.
Isn't
you
that kind of cheap? I mean, that's crazy. That's like if I'm Ronald McDonald's sister or hot female cousin, and I go to
Janice McDonald.
I'm Janice McDonald.
Okay.
And I go to eat under the arches. You know? And they don't even drop daddy a double, man. I'm furious.
Daddy. Yeah, she said furious. Sometimes. What is your relationship with Lisa these days?
It gets better every time I see her. It's not back to where it was when I did work at Sir. But there are a lot of things that I admire about her, and that's what I focus on when I'm around her.
Wow. That's a smart way to approach someone. I mean that 100%. Do you feel like you have to be nice to her, though, since she's like an executive producer of the show?
No, because I've been an asshole to her plenty of times.
Okay.
Yeah. But I should be nice to her for that reason.
Right.
If I were smarter, I would.
No, I think you play. I think the way whatever I think. Do what you do, because yeah, you could be nice to somebody like, oh, that person's too nice.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Always a con. That's always who. Nobody wants somebody that's too nice. Who wants six nice people sitting around? You know.
Right. Well, I have a question. So, if it was acceptable to eat dog, would you eat Jiggy?
Absolutely not. No. I am a dog lover, okay, like through and through. I did go on a date with somebody recently, and actually, I was
so you no did dating. Go on a date.
Wow. Oh no, I have gone on. Yeah.
Oh, so you're
I'm
dating.
Saying no relationship. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
celibate
you're
or
not
no?
celibate.
No.
No. No. Mm-mm. No.
But I
so
was.
So you went on a date with this guy.
Well, I was seeing.
All right, flared up, Dad.
Well, I was seeing. It was a very slow thing. I would see him. I guess it was for 3 months, but it was like twice a month I would see him. So maybe we went on like 7 dates.
See
or something.
Him or date him.
Date.
Okay, dates.
Yeah,
actual
go on dates.
Dates.
Yeah.
It's not just a hookup.
And the last time, the last date that we went on, he dropped it that he ate dog in China, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But there's another place that eats dog too. Whatever. But
oh,
I didn't know what to do. And I was like, I don't think this is going to, I don't know.
It was a deal breaker.
It wasn't a deal breaker, but I thought about, I haven't decided, well, I don't, we fizzled, but
yeah.
I thought about just ending it right there because I'm like, I could never eat a dog. I just couldn't.
But when you kiss him, did you taste anything like a little bit of schnauzer or something? A little Wamarana?
Gross.
A little Wamarana for mama. Nasty.
I have, at my work, mm-hmm. I told people that you were coming here. And honestly, we've had tons of people on our show. I haven't gotten more questions.
Really?
Than this.
I got a bunch.
And
too.
They're very specific
okay.
stuff.
I prefer the questions to be specific.
I don't follow the show enough okay. to even pretend to know what I'm talking about
okay.
here. But we'll go for instance, did Kristen really eat out Britney?
I will never know the truth. I personally think where there's smoke, there's fire. So I think yes,
it happened.
But they deny, and they're the only two people that will ever know.
Good point. What do you think about Sheena and Shay breaking up?
I've never been more proud of her. She's been doing so well, and the way that she handled everything is just super admirable, and she's better off for it.
Have you given her advice through the process?
Well, I mean, I've never been divorced, so no, she's the one who tries to teach me how to flirt. So she'll be
oh,
good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. She'll be good.
Do you seem like someone that wouldn't perform oral sex on a man? Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Okay.
Wait, are there people that just say no, that just don't do
yeah.
it?
They're called Jewish women.
Wait,
no, actually,
really?
Jewish women always blow you.
No, that's the joke about a Jewish. They do it when you're married to a Jewish woman, she only does it on your birthday. That's the joke.
Oh, I've had two Jewish girls wouldn't date me because I wasn't Jewish, but would give me BJ in my car.
Wait a second. Back up, though. Minus 35. What does that mean? I look like the type of person that wouldn't give a blowjob.
Ari Manis? Let's go to no. This guy defines my thoughts better than anyone.
I think she'd give a great blowjob. I'm not on your side with this.
And
dude.
I don't believe you right now. And that's fine if you want to throw me under the fucking BJ bus.
You called me a vice principal.
That's true.
You say it looks like
an attractive vice principal. There's a lot of busted vice principals. Ours was a man who had a jerry curl, and it soaked the stained the top of every one of his suits. Mr. Raleigh Coleman, rest in peace as well.
Okay, wait. Another one. Did you find, this sounds skeptical, but did Katie use the pulse as an excuse to get out of work?
The pulse?
The pulse tragedy that happened.
No, and that I can't believe anyone would even ask That
was the question. That yes. day. Was that genuine?
That day. And I remember everything about that day because we were all supposed to go. I was supposed to go there. We were all supposed to go film. Gay Pride is something that we film every single year. And we've done before we
You're
even
right in the epicenter yeah, right there.
Before we even had a show, that was like our favorite day of the year.
Yes.
Like that is what we love. And I woke up that morning and I had all these missed calls from my mom and I checked the news and I saw it. My mom begged me not to go because she's like that I just feel like something bad could happen. And so we were all calling our producers like, what do we do? Like, what is the right way to handle a situation right. like this? But I was terrified. I was terrified. Jenny. And we all discussed it. And they eventually said to us, they were like, listen, you guys can, we're not going to make you do anything. What do you want to do? And some of us went to Sir. I didn't. And then I said, I would really like to be with everyone yeah. and I want to talk about it, but I'm not going to Sir. I'm scared shitless.
Yeah.
And so we all went to Katie's and it was very real and very emotional. And Katie absolutely did not use that as okay. an excuse. That sucks.
Yeah. It's a sin.
Do they pay you guys enough for you guys to show?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
At the time, did you feel like they didn't? Do you guys have
to... Oh, the first 2 years, get nothing. Yeah. The first 2 years, it's like, you're pretty much like paying to be on a show.
right.
Yeah, but once
But now you can afford those meals at Sir.
Right. So once you get the third year, it's like, it changes. Everything is right. completely different. Like, I remember getting my first like big check from season three, and it was just... It was such a cool moment. Yeah.
Really? Right. That much of a difference that it was yeah. like such a huge check?
I'd never seen a check like
that. And what'd you do? What'd you do with
it? I think I went to Zara and only spent I think I only spent $500, but like my card still declined because it was like, what are you doing? We're not used to you doing this.
Fair enough. Okay, Lala, thoughts on her married boyfriend?
Well, I've never met him. I know who he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I don't know what I'm allowed to tell, like what's going to come out on the show.
Fair enough. How can you be friends with Katie when you guys didn't talk for a while? Is that true with Katie?
So like when you like have a falling out with a friend, you yes. can't be ever is be friends hard? With them again?
Well, was it hard to get back to that?
Yeah, we didn't talk for a year and it took a lot of work. Like I felt like it was an action, and with Kristen as well, I felt like it was an actual relationship where you have to like, if you want the relationship bad enough, you have to put in the work to make it good.
Right.
Like that's what we did.
And so now it's in a genuine place. Like you guys are
a better place than it was
really?
Before.
And it doesn't cross your mind. Like, cause I know I've had relationships with people that have ebbed and flowed. And then sometimes it still crosses my mind. Like it's the forgive, forget sort of thing. You know, sometimes it's easier to forgive than it is to forget certain things.
Well, I'm so happy with the way everything turned out. Okay. And I couldn't be happier to have them as my friends.
Do you ever look back on cast members that you've dated now as time's gone on and be like, I can't believe that I dated that person?
I think every single one. Really? Every one of my cast members that I dated. Yeah, not every boyfriend, but yeah, the people on the show, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Like why? Like what is it that seems kind of different now?
Well, Jax was my main ex-boyfriend who's on the show, and if you see one episode of it, I think it's self-explanatory.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you think your life would be had you never come across Sir and the path that it took?
I'm going to say the most narcissistic thing is so self-serving, but I really truly believe that I was meant to use my personality as a tool, like in a career. Mm-hmm. I really do think that. So I think that whether it's radio or a reality TV show or hosting or anything like that, I think I would have found my path somewhere where I use who I am.
Interesting.
To make a living.
Are you someone who looks back and can you watch previous episodes of the show? Do you have regrets? Do you like...
I cringe.
You cringe.
I cringe. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you feel like, I mean, because you said that the episode last night really like left you just at the end of your rope kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, does it have that much of a... Because it's real. It's real. It's not like it's hard to figure out how... It could leave you that kind of broken, I guess, or in that state of mind.
It was overwhelming hate. I mean, I think I have like 1,000 comments on my last Instagram photo that are like novels of pure hatred. And it's just, it's really, it's alarming. Like how a stranger can be so affected by something that they see on TV and think that this is 100% everything I am is just wrapped up into that one scene. Like it's bizarre, and it makes me like scared for like our future, like with social media, because it's only going to get worse.
But what do you say? And I'm just playing devil's advocate because this happens to everybody who's on reality TV. You know what you sign up for, so to speak.
Like, yeah, absolutely. So and like, this is my first time having a mental breakdown over it.
Gotcha.
And I had to tell my producers that too. I was like, I know that this, I did that. I got drunk and I fought with that person, and like, I get that. And this is what our job is, but it feels different right now.
Right.
And and again, I'm still working through it in my head because it just happened.
Right.
So I'm my answer might change next week.
Interesting. Yeah. 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 Do you drink? I like to drink. He doesn't drink anymore.
I love to drink.
What would your life be like without drinks?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I can't even imagine.
I've thought about that because he's been not drinking for a while now. And how has your life changed?
I'm definitely more productive, I feel like. I'm clearer headed. I'm able to like just stay like more in my own, like be comfortable, like if I ask a question sometimes or have a thought, like
more aware.
Just more comfortable with whatever the other person's response is.
Yeah. More in like, the moment.
It doesn't
yeah.
like I'm still okay with who I am a little
Fair
bit
enough.
More.
Whereas I used to think be maybe about like that
a little
my...
bit it would like things would affect me a little bit more probably.
I like drinking too much to give it up.
Yeah, me too. Fuck
I
it.
Wonder what it would be like if I didn't drink.
This is from Lori Benham that you've had like you had a jewelry line that kind of started. Is that still something you're doing? Or not?
I design with my mom. My mom's a jewelry designer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I do with her. And then while I was when I first started working with her, a cheaper company, it's called Shop Prima Donna, reached out to me to like design stuff. And I did. And it was a capsule collection and it was really fun. But I work with my mom if I do stuff like that. Yeah.
Cool.
Kristen got new teeth. Do you like them?
They're great.
Oh, I don't know if I should bring this. Do you talk about sex tape at all? Was that?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. It's okay.
You have a sex tape?
It didn't come out.
Didn't come out.
I made damn sure of it. It was.
But did you tape it with the intention of it possibly coming out?
That's the question.
That was the question?
Yeah.
No. So I was season one, I think, had aired. I think season one had aired. And I still, now I would be aware of it. But I wasn't thinking of myself as somebody that would want that would be famous enough to wear. I wasn't there yet. And I was in a long distance relationship and I filmed a video of myself. So it was a solo thing and sent it. And like a year later, yeah, he tried selling it everywhere. So TMZ, all of those places, everyone in those offices saw it. Everyone at Sir saw it. It was the worst. I wanted to commit suicide.
Wow.
Like, but, was it just like, how was the lighting, I guess, Ari?
You well, hopefully it was. I'm a video production guy. I'm a nerd, so hopefully you use proper 3-point lighting and a nice. Or was it like a cell phone video?
It was a cell phone video. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hold the cell phone, or did
she
you set
propped
it
up? I propped
oh,
it up.
That's fucking sexy, dude.
It was a bad.
That is
you
naughty.
Went through a bad time.
Were there
that.
Toys really involved? Hard. I'm curious about this.
She
I can
just
ask.
Said she was suicidal.
Yeah, but she
yeah,
was.
But she's better now.
Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
I can laugh at it now because
okay.
I think it.
And let's rejoice
like 3 years
ago. Positivity.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can laugh at it now. And I like to call him out. His name's Frank Curley. Because for 3 years, I didn't call him out. I was too scared he would do something to me.
Wow.
Because he would show up at my apartment. It was really scary.
Wow.
And now I like to call him out as much as I can.
Frank
Curley. Everybody go find him.
Frank Curley.
And that way other girls know not to date this
yeah.
guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Look out for camera.
He's on Bumble too.
Oh.
I have like podcast listeners that will message me and be like, so I swiped right on Frank just so I could message him # Team Stassi.
Wow.
That's pretty gangster.
So did Lisa buy it? Did Lisa help in the covering up of it?
That's a convoluted story.
Okay.
That I've addressed a few times.
Right.
This is what our argument was over. This is why I had such a problem with her, because I had said, because all he was asked, first of all, I'm only worth $900. He was asking for $900.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Damn, you
oh,
should
like,
pay
it on
what
that.
The actual fuck?
Ari, would you pay that?
I'll pay $900 right now.
Pay $900 right now.
No, there's been inflation. So
there has been.
It's worth a lot more now.
And so I had said, I was like, I'm not. I had just moved to New York, so I wasn't in LA to deal with this. I was, I mean, I would deal with it with my lawyers and all of that, but I was never around him. And he would come to Sir and ask for it. And she's like, well, I'm just going to, I'll pay him and then you can pay me back or whatever. Right. I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay him unless he signs a fucking contract that says that he could never show anyone or that he got rid of it. Like, absolutely not. And she gave him $900 cash without him signing anything, like no like record of that. And I'm like, what the what? And then told everybody how she paid for it. So I'm like, come
on.
So
there was manipulation behind it. I mean, there was a purpose behind
it. She did it.
But she kind of used it against you then.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah,
that's
completely.
What it felt like.
Do you think her motives were genuine at all? And as in like...
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, you should have to be a terrorist to like...
To not
have
that's
some...
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, if there's any place that there would be like social terrorists, it's here in LA though. That's for sure.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah. Amen. Do you think her husband could be a homosexual? That gentleman, what's his name?
Ken?
Yeah, little Ken. I've long speculated this.
He has. That's true.
See, they have this shtick that they like don't have sex, and I think it's a fake. I feel like they get it on more than most of us.
Really?
I think so.
Do you feel any kind of sexuality between them when you're around them?
Kind of.
Really?
Kind of. I feel like people who joke about something, it's never true.
Oh, that's a good point.
Do you find him attractive at all? Would you ever...
I mean, he's a little old for me.
Oh, yes. He's
not older
than
my dad.
He's not in the 29 to 42 bracket.
Yeah, no, uh-uh.
Do you feel like they bring third partners into the bedroom or not?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Have they ever propositioned you or no?
Well, now I'm offended that I haven't been propositioned.
I don't know if they are propositioning people. But have you ever been propositioned before?
So I think I have, because I went to Bora Bora. Mm-hmm. I joined my best friends, Keen and Tom, on their honeymoon at the end. And they literally, so they were there for
The odd wheel.
A week. Yeah, they were there for a week. And I got a text from them, and they said,
Hush, Matthew.
Okay, sorry.
We have a few days left. Just come. And so I bought a ticket. I went that day. I didn't realize, and I was staying later after they left by myself. I didn't realize that Bora Bora is a place that you don't go if you're single. Yes, so I had my own like overwater bungalow. It
That's
was
pretty
the
awesome,
most
though.
Romantic fucking thing ever. Yeah. I mean, it was so much fun, but yeah, no, I'd go with somebody next time. But Katie, on the last day she was there, we met like three other couples, and she got drunk enough to be like, Stassi's never had a threesome, and being like, I've always said if I was gonna do a threesome, I have to be the guest star. I'm way too jealous and possessive to like, have somebody come in my relationship. And one of them got my number, and I could tell that they were like the type. You know, you can kind of just tell when people are like, and they messaged me the next day, but Katie and Tom had already left, and I just felt like I don't want to be murdered. You know what I mean?
Reasonable.
So I didn't.
Reasonable concern.
Yeah. So
you didn't follow through.
I know.
Okay. Was there a part of you that was...
I was intrigued? But no.
And it hasn't happened since? No.
I mean, I'd have to be like totally hammered.
But say if this does go down at some point, not with these two people, I'm just saying, who do you touch first, the man or the woman?
I don't know. See, I don't know the rules.
What's
I don't know
etiquette?
How to do. Well, I don't.
What does your brain tell you? What does your heart tell you? What is your if your loins could whisper something into your brain to throw out of your face? What would it be?
I would probably be that person that like lets them touch me. You know, because I would be like,
such
I don't want to like
Lawrence.
Step on anyone. You know what I mean? Like, if I touch the guy first, am I pissing off the girl? But like, also, if I were to touch the girl first, I don't really know what to do. So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, and this is my last sensual question. if you do masturbatory activities, do you use a toy, or are you more like just hand only, like the Amish, basically?
Do without electricity?
That's called going Amish, yeah.
I prefer a toy, but I mean, you can...
Really? You seem like the Amish type of lady.
If I'm in the shower.
There you go.
Jennifer Lawrence said that you are her celebrity crush, who's your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush?
Boy and girl.
Boy and girl?
Yeah.
Probably Chris Hemsworth, but he's married, so I feel wrong for saying that.
Who's he married
sweet.
To?
A woman.
Oh.
That's sweet.
Girl crush, there are a lot that I could say, I think. Probably Kate Upton. Maybe Chrissy Teigen.
Which Kate Upton?
What?
The one that misspelled in the spelling bee? Oh, Kate Upton, Kate Upton, the
Kate
sandwich
Upton.
Eating model? Yeah.
The sandwich eating model.
I saw her the other day. Yeah.
Kate Upton, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
She's a little, she's fuller and she's...
kind of Rubenesque.
Rubenesque, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I like her too.
Yeah, and, she's really hot.
And Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah. For her, she's really hot, but she's also, I feel like she'd be a good
she's
time.
She's a boss.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
right. Mm-hmm. You see the good time in it.
She's
she'd
a
make
boss.
Sure you had a good time too.
And
I
if you had to go
that.
Brother, if you had to really just go Detroit, you know, if you had to just let somebody go all Detroit on your vagina, who would it be?
What's that you Tyson think? Dude? That hot
Tyson
that,
Beckford or Tyrese Gibson?
Tyrese, yeah. Yeah, he's hot.
They're both yeah. hot. Yeah. Tyrese is hot.
But I mean a real brother.
What do you,
you
want
know,
her to say, Danny Glover?
Somebody that's out in the streets, you know? I want to like Lil Boosie. That's what I want to know.
Like, are you talking like rappers? I'm not really into like the rappy thing. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
because rappers really one letter different from raper when you really think about it.
Plus 100. Oh. That was good.
We each have 30 seconds now to present our case to give. Get to secure the win.
All right, so who wants to go first?
Dude, you know who's on CISO?
Mm-mm.
He was a guest host on here.
Mo Mandel!
Mo Mandel, yep. He's got a new special that's out on CISO and one of my favorite comedians, Joey Diaz.
Oh, I know him.
Fahim Anwar,
that's right.
Wow, so CISO's like the place to go, huh?
For comedy, it definitely is. But they have tons of stuff. I mean, we all have our own unique tastes. I mean, I like, you know, myself. And I like Joey Diaz. Yeah, last night I watched Joey Diaz, dude. If you don't know about him, man, he's got the Church of What's Happening Now podcast. And he also has his own special on CISO.
CISO.com. CISO. This is a website that you go to. Okay.
Yes. SEESO.com. It's the best new original comedy. You want CISO. Yep, it's CISO, spelled S-E-E-S-O. It's the new ad-free streaming service bringing you hilarious original series, hand-picked classics, weeks of stand-up specials, and more.
Yeah, doesn't it have like old episodes of Saturday Night Live and stuff?
Yep.
It does, and it's got a lot of British comedy, too, which I actually find... I look for all the time, so it's good to have a place to see it.
Oh, sometimes I turn on British comedy just to remind myself to brush my teeth. It actually has every episode of SNL ever.
Oh, wow.
Including new episodes the day after they air.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. All right.
So you're in now?
Yeah, I'm in. CISO.com.
CISO.com. It's critically acclaimed. You're going to love it. If you're serious about comedy, you're serious about enjoying your life. And it's ad-free, and it's just $3.99 a month.
Oh, and if you have our special code, you get 2 months free, correct?
Yep. You just go to CISO.com right now for 2 months free with the promo code...
Theo.
Yep, T-H-E-O.
It's always Theo.
Oh, he's done a lot of damage in this world.
Yes, that's CISO.com/Theo, T-H-E-O, and it's a deal.
Yep, it's a deal. 2 free months. That's your promo code. So you want to log in and put your password in first, and then your promo code is Theo for 2 free months. I'm going to prop this up like you do during your sensual video.
oh, my God.
That's awful.
Started
that's awful.
You have 30 seconds, okay, Matt?
I'm going? Yeah. You just said you were going.
You're going first. I lied, bro.
Well, Sassy, not knowing much about you before coming in and doing the research, I have to say that I am very overwhelmingly happy with getting to know you and meeting you. This is honest to God truth. You're a very
really,
sweet,
really fucking
sweet
nice.
Girl. And I like your honesty a lot. And I like that you can look back at the stuff and laugh at it or learn from it. And as far as the interview segment goes, just remember who was bringing up major inappropriate things to joke about and who had some pretty shitty jokes on top of some good jokes.
Yeah, I'm going to go plus 750 for that.
Yes.
So you had a lot to do. You
Bring
have a
it,
lot
dude.
To do.
Bring it, dude.
That is bull.
Thank you. That was very kind. I hope you're
it.
Not just fucking with
no,
me
no,
so
no,
you can
I meant
win.
It. I meant it.
Wow. And go. Stassi, which I'm short for, is short for Stassi Beautiful. Great to see you today. You look lovely in the daytime. I remember when we were just babies and we used to just crawl all over each other's bodies and just, we had fresh just talcum powder on our butts and it was just crazy. And I just remember like how you would like hold me at night and how I just knew everything was going to be okay. And that's why I bought you a beautiful plant for Easter, azaleas.
I don't.
It sounds nice though, doesn't it? God, it sounds nice.
I mean, listen.
I'm gonna be fine.
I really no. I really appreciated the creativity in that.
That's a poem. Like,
how'd you feel?
It wasn't a haiku.
I felt touched, and it wasn't even about me.
Amen, brother. You're a good guy.
Yeah.
God, he's a good guy.
I am really impressed by that. Azalea is nice touch.
Yeah, they're beautiful flowers.
They smell nice too.
They do. They just kind of came to mind whenever you walked in.
So. All different colors.
Yeah, Matt won.
Yes!
What?
Yes! Wow.
You know what?
How could he win?
Oh my God.
I think I secured it at the end there.
So,
I think there's one explanation for this. Matt may have won the podcast, but Theo has won her heart.
Wow.
Okay.
No, it doesn't even sound realistic.
She's like,
Andy
all right.
Cohen said he would bang me. That was a lot more believable.
Wait, you know what's been so creepy? I've been waiting to say this. Your voice is identical to my first boyfriend's voice.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not when you do that.
Then you sound like Frank Hurley.
Look, I'm back, baby. That's what I'm saying.
Call back, see?
Daddy's back.
So everybody continue to watch Vanderpump Rules. Listen to your podcast.
Yes, Straight Up with Stassi.
Which people can get on...
like everywhere.
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And,
it's really great.
Good luck with your next 6 months of staying single.
Thank you.
I think you can do it.
Thanks.
Yeah? Do you agree?
And I'll see you on Raya.
yeah. Stay away from this guy.
And stay away from Ari Manis. Any closing thoughts?
No, I'm going to have to check out the show, Vanderpump Rules. I know a lot of my friends have been on it, so I need to check it out.
Thank you very much, Stassi. Thank you, Theo, for another great episode. And everybody, we will talk to you soon.